separated from the clubs, Kurt. But, yeah, it was a grand effort. And, Duff, you were there. Just the moments around Hugh Bowman and John Maher off what Glenn said on Saturday seemed to go down really well as well.
Yeah, Johnny Maher went down well, and they all went down well. It was a really good night, and we all congratulate anyone that gets into the Hall of Fame. It's obviously thoroughly deserved. It was a good night.
Any horses for us, Kurt?
Yeah, no, look, I just wanted to give a quick praisey of the classics coming up in England, because they're coming up soon, and nice. I've been watching them. Sorry?
No, go on. Keep going, Kurt.
Yeah, no. So for the Epsom Oaks, I'm going with a horse here, 26-1, named Maxad, M-A-Q-S-A-D. This horse romped in the other week at Newmarket, and it's from the Haggis Yard. The other horses in this race are...
Maxad, it's $9, Kurt.
$9, yeah.
M-A-Q-S-A-D, it's $9, yeah.
I got it at 26, and it's at 1. The other horses in this race, it's such a good race, Annapurna, Hermosa, and Pink Dogwood. These are the horses that are going to be eyeing out the finish for sure there.
Right, well, they're second, third, and fourth favourites. Pink Dogwood 5, Hermosa 7, Annapurna 9 on the same light as Maxad.
And as for the Epsom Derby, that too darn hot the other day coming second hasn't worried me. I'm still backing it to win it. I love
it's not
horses.
Running in it.
Sorry, mate?
It's not running in it.
Oh, it's not, is
no,
it?
Not running in it. It's been taken out of the market.
Do you know what happened to it, if he's all right?
No, I don't know, but we've got it as closed.
All right. Well, anyway, there's Anthony Van Dyke in that, Japan.
So $7 and $11.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Space Blues then. This is my other horse then. I can still get 51 for this. I saw it this morning. This horse won the other day for Charlie Appleby. This would have been my second pick anyway, and I just can't see this Japan thing winning. I mean, he's winning everything, Aidan O'Brien, even the fixtures over in Ireland, but to come over here and face these good horses, I don't think it's good enough, mate, and it's just a silly price. And there's Circus Maximus that won during the week as well, and Sir Dragnet, way over the odds as well. So Space Blues in the Epsom Oaks there, mate.
What about the Coronation Cup, Kurt? Anything in the Coronation Cup?
Oh, Duff, have you seen that field?
Oh
my goodness gracious. I'm not going
to... Wasn't it, you like,
Duff? Wasn't a strong yes from Duff.
I thought Kew Gardens deserved a favourite.
Oh, did you really? Yeah, you like that last one?
Yeah, just in front of Magical.
Yeah, just in front.
Yeah, then Lardy Gar. Yeah, Saloan, they look the top four, don't they?
I'm going to listen to this stuff off the top of my head.
Yep.
Enable, Defoe, Stradivarius, Wissahickon, Latrobe, Communique, Red Verdon, Kew Gardens, Waldergeist.
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
Geez, you're good, Kurt.
No, Waldergeist is out, not running in it, Kurt.
You're right on top of
it. I can't believe it. Have you got any local questions here, Kurt? Because we are starting to run over time now.
I'm going to send another invoice.
Did you see Kubrick, Dino?
10-24, they're calling in. 10-24, number one.
We'll be getting 51-1 now in the JJ Atkins boys on Kubrick, that's for sure.
Why would it be going there? It's only up to 1,200. It's only 3 weeks away.
Oh, yeah, well, who said it was going to come to town straight after a Cranbourne Maiden and come to...
That was a strong race. I don't think anyone doubted that, Kurt, but it's
not
a big ask.
Yeah.
You're having a space odyssey there, Kurt.
Hey, Kurt, we've got a bit tighter this morning, mate. We've got to get going here because the guys are starting to get a bit...
If I can, Andrew.
We've got to go.
Oh, yeah.
Ronnie, if in the Fred Best, is Military Zone still meeting Senor again?
I've read that Military Zone...
It's running this week up there.
Yeah, it's running this week, yes. Tommy
isn't
Berry,
it
was
Fred
it?
Best this week?
Yeah,
it's running up there in Brisbane this week for Peter and Paul.
Yep.
Is that the Fred Best, Andrew?
Yeah, it's a set weight three-year-old race, the Fred Best.
Yeah, that's it, the Fred Best, that's it. All right, mate, we better keep moving. Have a good week, Kurt. Righto, there goes Kurt. Hey, Munns.
Yes, Andrew.
Play like Brooks did this morning, mate, and you'll be looking for a different caper. But
I'll be playing like him on the front nine, not the back nine, Andrew, with any luck.
Gee, needed blinkers on the back nine.
Yeah, well, I need it myself.
I turned it off in the end. I couldn't watch it. Who's your horse to follow?
Re-edit for me. Right. Forecast that earlier.
Okay, Glenn?
Oh, Asterius, he's one of mine anyway, but I'll just see where he goes after Saturday. We made him a horse to follow last time in. He was just a little bit disappointing, but he ran up to where I thought he'd be Saturday, probably about a half a neck off, actually, because that's how far he got beat.
Righto. Well, you head off. You have a good swinging few hours out there, mate.
Andrew, it's lovely to have you back, and it's you've taken over the show well. It's only 10:08, and we're signing off.
Well, I got the text from Tanya. You can go over. So that's what I've done.
No.
Thank you, Glenn. Glenn Munsey there from Tabba. What's your horse to follow, Dino?
Andrew, I am with a horse called Junipel. It was in the Canedna colours, first up from a spell. Thought he ran really well for the mile. He used to stable run, taking the big night out. That was probably the best race of the day there at Flemington Saturday. He'll win pretty soon, Junipel.
And what about you, Josh Fleming?
Andrew, a lot of black bookers out of Saturday, but one we didn't mention earlier was the Sacred Day, race number one, who jumped favourite there. Had no luck at all, was 3 and 4 back on the rails there, and a slightly run race. Did a great job to finish fifth in the end. So follow it, Sacred Day. When it gets maybe to Eagle Farm and a bit more speed, I'm more suited as well. So Sacred Day, I'll be following it.
Good on you, Josh. I hope the Gold Coast settles down and we race there on Wednesday. We'll hear from you then, mate.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
Josh Fleming there. Duff, just one as we wrap up with you from Hammer. What did you think of Lover Lover in the Cup? There is a chance that it could back up this week in the Premiers.
Yeah, I thought she was sensational. She made the first move. She travelled wide, made a long sustained run. I thought it was a brave performance and a forgivable performance. You know, she could have easily figured in that finish, you know, if she would have got better luck or a better draw in the run. So I thought it was a terrific performance.
And Dino Zottori for Allerton and Zara, we're going to see in Brisbane this week. Question from Steve, relevance around the Stradbroke. Is the horse up to the big Group 1 qualities?
The question on it, that might be the question. If it is at Group 1, you know, the absolute elite Group 1, he's going very well, that horse, and he's in form. So the form around him keeps stacking up, so I wouldn't say no. I'd be interested to see how he measures up there on Saturday for a start, though.
Okay, he'll run there on Saturday. Duff, thank you for that, mate. We'll hear from you through the week.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you. And Dean, we'll hear from you...
Wednesday for me.
Wednesday for Ballarat.
Yep.
Good on you, mate. Enjoy the week.
Thanks, Andrew.
And that completes our punters post-mortem with the guys, Ron Duffacy, Dean Lester, Glenn Munsey and Josh Fleming. It's on every Monday. It's regarded as Sydney Radio's longest-running program. We're very proud to maintain it, and it's on every Monday from 9 o'clock. Tell your friends all about us.
Good morning, Madison. Claire Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio News. Every person caught drink driving in New South Wales will lose their licence immediately under tough new laws introduced today. Anyone caught over the legal limit will lose their licence on the spot and be slapped with a $561 fine. A man has undergone surgery and is in a stable condition after a stabbing in the Inner West. Police were called to a home in Stanmore after reports of a fight just after 1 a.m. yesterday. The 28-year-old suffered wounds to his neck and back. A 24-year-old man was arrested at the scene. And a new report warns that koalas are on the verge of becoming functionally extinct, with experts claiming there are just 80,000 left in the wild and populations are beyond the point of recovery because there is not enough adults capable of breeding to support another generation. Due to the destruction of the koala habitat, they could be all gone from the wild by 2050. Taking a look at sport this morning, Brooks Koepka held off a late charge from Dustin Johnson to capture his second consecutive PGA Championship this morning, completing a wide-away victory for his fourth major title in nerve-wracking fashion. A record 7-stroke lead for Koepka was reduced to a single shot, but he withstood making 4 bogeys in a row on the back 9 and another at 17 for an unexpectedly narrow triumph. Koepka fired a 4-over par 74 final round to finish 72 holes on 8 under 272 and defeat Johnson by 2 strokes, replacing him as world number 1 as a result. Meanwhile, Paul McGregor admits he expected to rush Jack DeBellin back into the NRL action, and his St George Illawarra team may have been distracted by the suspended star's failed federal court challenge, the Dragons going down 45-12 to the Knights. DeBellin continues to train with the Dragons, though, as part of the terms of his stand Sandown and remains on full pay at the club, but has missed every game this season. And Sydney FC are the A-League champions after a penalty shootout win over the Glory in Perth, sending Alex Brosk out as a winner last night. That's all the latest on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Year event is on now with great value offers plus Australia's best 7-year warranty. See your Kia dealer or visit kia.com.au for details today. At Strathfield, Centenary Drive reports of a collision affecting traffic in both directions around Arthur Street. Rydal near Victoria Road near Park Road, we have a broken down van in the bus lane affecting westbound traffic there. And at Five Dock Parramatta Road near Harris Road, a broken down truck sees the left lane closed citybound. Traffic is heavy. For car insurance that could save you lots, think UE. Call 13UE to find out more and to start a quote. Consult the PDS online to see if this insurance is right for you. I'm Trevor Collett. That's traffic on Sky Sports Radio.
Join us at Royal Randwick for Sporting Chance Cancer Foundation Race Day on Saturday, May 25. Featuring an exciting 9-race fixture in support of Sporting Chance Cancer Foundation. Book your winter racing hospitality package and share the warmth with winter racing. Sporting Chance Cancer Foundation Race Day at Royal Randwick. Advance tickets from $15. Hospitality packages from $80. Book now at theraces.com.au.
Customers love our coffee, but we just can't keep up with the morning rush. I need more hands on deck.
When you're ready to grow your business, you should call OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group has lent $10 billion US dollars to over 80,000 small businesses globally. Apply in 10 minutes, get approval in hours, and have the money in your account as fast as the next business day. So for a loan to help you hire more employees, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Sky Sports Radio is right there for one of the biggest weeks in casino. Friday Racing boasts the $35,000 Beef Week Cup and the casino flying. Tips, race morning from 10 on Sky Sports Radio.
Kevin Tari dashes away in the round with Guinness.
Speed.
It's Harry Angel that wins the July Cup.
Class.
Here comes the favourite astern and the colt is letting rip with a big run.
Brilliant. You'll find them all on the Dali roster, from local heroes to world-renowned champions, proven stallions to the next big thing. See our new roster and fees at dali.com.au. Success in the ring and on the track starts with a Dali stallion, and the rest will follow.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
At 10:15, we've got racing today at Port Macquarie, and Michael Bowman is there. Morning, Michael.
Morning, Cody.
Yeah, how's your day today in Port?
Beautiful day. It's a bit of high cloud, but a very fine day, looking at 23 degrees.
Beautiful. Now, the track, how's that, Michael?
They've made it a soft six. The rail's back in the true position. We last raced that on the 12th of April, and looking forward to stretching delight. Could be a good day.
It's a fantastic Saturday. You got a beautiful day, 23 degrees, and all things perfect almost.
My word, yep.
Good on you, Michael. Have a great day there.
Thank you. Bye.
Michael Bowman, the CEO of Port Macquarie. Priscilla Look is going to find the winners for us. Morning, Priscilla.
Good morning, Sean. Yeah, certainly a beautiful day here in Port Macquarie. A little bit cool this morning, but the sun's shining, and we're set for a good day's racing and a few tricky races to try and find a winner.
All right, the first, the Maiden, one Birkdale, $5, two Happy Artie, 19, three Dance Haven, two even, four Control the Witness, 310, five Random Factor, 19, six Waterside, 151, seven Osbed Trump, 151, eight Frosty Olaf, 151, nine Gone West, 14, ten is Off and Gone, 151, seven Secret Largo, 950. Favourite, two even, three Dance Haven.
Here's my on top selection here, 311, one and nine. I like him. Dance Haven is only lightly raced. He's had the four career starts, and both placings have been on the Port Macquarie track. Now, he's a horse that's slowly starting to work the game out. He was raced pretty green his first couple of runs, but he looks to have amended his racing manners. He seems to be a little bit more tractable his last few runs. Went to Newcastle over the 1,200 last start. He was on speed, only beaten 0.7 of a length. I think this definitely looks easier. I think he'll take benefit for the run over the 1,200, and a good gate should see him get a lovely running transit with Matthew McGarren to ride. The 11 in Secret Lago, I know he's had a few chances, but he's racing, well, he's been racing quite consistently for the new yard. He finished third at Port Macquarie last start. He was only beaten half a length, so he's got the residual fitness on his side. Top weight in Birkdale, I want to have a look at him parade today. He's had the benefit of the one trial, had a fairly soft time there at Newcastle over the 900 metres. He's been placed on six occasions, so looking to get his first win out of the way this afternoon. And the nine in Gorn West, I thought there was a little bit to like about his last run at Taree. Beaten about three lengths over the 1300, but can only improve with that one run under the belt. 3, 11, 1 and 9 for me in race 1.
Race 2, 1 Dawn Thunder is 11, 2 is out, 3 Pentagon 950, 4 Nazuru and Wiley 440, 5 Early Avenue $2, 6 Mems Magic 13, 7 Zendaya 26, 8 Weeping Waters 23, 9 Avishin to 81, 10 out, 11 Night Terror 7, 12 out, 13 Looker Stern 61, 14 Norma's Joy 26, 15 More to Come 61, 16 out. 2 even favourite, 5 Early Avenue.
Looks the one to beat here, 5, 1, 11 and 4, and with the 5 in Early Avenue on top. She's had a 6 career start. She's had 2 runs back this preparation, and she's been fantastic on both occasions. She was only beaten a length and a half at Scone's first start. She then raced here last start back on the 26th of April, and I can offer a few excuses for her. She was tightened up for a run, only beaten 0.2 of a length. I thought she tried very hard getting to the line, and just looks well-placed today back to fillies and mares company. Top weight in Dawn's Thunder. You can offer excuses for her at Newcastle last start. She jumped from a wide barrier at Newcastle, worked up 3 and 4 wide the entire. She was only beaten a bit over 3.5 lengths there, so just not sure where she gets from the gate today, but third up into a preparation, I think she certainly should be at her peak. The 11 in Night Terror, she's a former Victorian. She's having a first run for the new yard today, now trained on track. They've just taken a little bit of gear off her today with the crossover nose bend going back off and the blinkers going back on her here, but she wasn't beaten far last preparation, so this should be a nice assignment for her first up. And at the 4 in Nazuri Mawali, she finished third at Kempsey last start after covering ground, so should take improvement here. But number 5 looks very hard to beat in Early Avenue. 5, 1, 11 and 4 for me in race 2.
All right, now let's go to the next event, which is the third. Now, 1 looking at time, 126, 2 Military Red, 51. 3 Nobody's Perfect, 280. 4 Ramrod, 16. 5 Say It Ain't So, 126. 6 Stella Del Rock, 51. 7 Taroba, 650. Number 8 Waterline, 13. 9 Freeverse, 13. 10 Little Funny Bunny, 12. 11 Snugglebug, 650. And 12 Yulong Jupiter, 350. 280 favourite, 3 Nobody's Perfect.
This really looks anyone's race. This is a very open race. You don't have a lot of exposed form to go on here, but I think the favourite looks to find the nice race of 3 here in Nobody's Perfect. Now, he was a former Victorian galloper. He's had 2 runs for the Graham Payne Yard. His first up run was at Wong. It was over the 1350. He was only beaten 3 lengths for second. Newcastle last start, I thought he was a little bit disappointing in the run home. He was beaten 8.5 lengths. I'm willing to forgive him for that. I'm just going to put it down to maybe he just didn't perform there second up. He looks to find the right race up to 1500. He's drawn the inside on a race that looks to be a lack of early tempo, so maybe he takes it up here. In the second, I've got the 9 in a free burst. She's only had the 1 career start. She raced pretty green here over the 1200, so she gets a claim for Louise Day. She may appreciate getting up in distance. 12 in Yulong Jupiter, I think both runs for this filly, this preparation, have had merit. She hasn't had the best of luck off awkward barriers, but she's continued to find the line. Blinkers on for the first time. She's up in distance. She gets onto the home track, and she just seems to be getting that little bit fitter with every run. And the 10 in Little Funny Bunny. Look, I know this filly's had a fair few chances. She's had 12 starts for only the 1 placing, and that was at Taree last start. She's on the weak backup, but she's only been 0.9 of a length. I just thought from the gate she should get a nice running transit, and maybe she's just starting to turn her form around here. But very tricky race. I think Nobody's Perfect from the inside gate should get every chance. 3, 9, 12 and 10.
All right, race 4, 1 and 2 out. 3 Typhoon Bonnie, 420, 4 Classy Anna, 7. 5 Duel Escape, 7. 6 Lob and Hood, 9. Number 7 Naret for 340. 8 in the red for 340. 9 Zy Optimist is 650. 10 All About Charlie, 11. Number 11 on My Terms, 26. 12 French Command, 26. 340 favourite, number 8 in the red for.
This is an excellent race, certainly the best on the card. Make a case for a lot of these runners. I've come up with the five here in Dual Escape, 5, 8, 3, and 7. I was just taken with her first up run behind Cheatham at Taree. She was only beaten 0.9 of a length, and she was just in restricted room over the concluding stages. I thought had she got clear running earlier in the straight, she would have made it quite interesting. Now, she's been on the Port Macquarie track on two occasions for a win and a third, and she's got a solid enough second up record. She's likely to get back off a quick run race here, and I think that she'll be finishing over the top of them. Aiden Aretha, how do you knock this horse? He's been racing terrific at his last few runs. He finished fourth at Port Macquarie two starts ago. He went to Taree, finished second. He was only beaten half a length, and the 1,000 was just a little bit nippy for him there. So I think the 1,100's the right type of trip for him. He loves to get his toe in the ground, so I wouldn't be surprised if he wins. The only thing with Naretfar is he's only had the 3 wins from 40 starts, so strike rate not the best there. 3 in Typhoon Bonnie, she's first up today. She went out to the paddock with a win under the belt. She races well fresh. She gets a bit of claim from Molly Partridge today. And the 7 in I Am Impressed, also coming out of the race, same race as Jewel Escape at Taree last start. Now, he got back. He found the line well, only beaten 2 lengths. I just thought condition gave out halfway down the straight there. And the fact that 2 of his 3 wins have been second up sees him in good stead for today's run. 5, 8, 3, and 7 for me in race 4, the first leg of our quaddie.
Race 5, 1 out, 2 Dundee Lee, 4.40, 3 Clunes Rock at 9.50, 4 Splash of Lime, 8.50. 5, The Croc is 6.50, 6 Exorbitant, $6, number 7, Longchamp Lass, 8.50, number 8, Star Fest, 18, 9, Wonderful Thing, 9, 10, Dewdrop, 18, 11, Harry and the Duke, 6.50, number 12, 2 Avasa, 26, 13, Golden Word, 61, 4.40 favourite, 2 Dundee Lee.
Like a 5 here, The Croc, 5, 2, 3 and 4. Now, this has had a couple of runs last preparation. It was fair to say he was pretty ordinary in the run home, but they tipped him out. They give him a decent break, and look, his 2 runs back have been super without a lot of galloping room. Now, he's only beaten a length and a half at Taree first up, and then he stepped to the 1,400 there last start where he's only beaten a length. So I just think he matched perfectly today. Third up, getting to the 1,500, 55 and a half, the right type of weight for him, and really I can only see bad luck beating him today. 2 in Dundee Lee, her last couple of runs have been okay. I just think that she's racing like looking for further now. The only query I have with this filly is that she's been on the Port Macquarie track a couple of times and she has been disappointing, although they probably have been in unsuitable races, so we can see an improvement from her today. 3 in Clunes Rocket, the old boy is 9 now, he's an 8 times winner. He's a winner on the track, only beaten a length and a half at Taree over the mile last start. I think he'll certainly appreciate getting back down to the 57 today from a good gate. If there's no one wants to lead, this horse could well take it up, and he's just as honest as they come. And the 4 in Splash of Line, she's doing a good job, this little mare. She's doing a fair bit of racing, but she seems to be holding her condition. She loves it on the home track where she's a 2 times winner, and I think the 1,500's an ideal distance from her, so she's a fit little mare that'll be having the last crack at them here. 5, 2, 3 and 4 for me in race 5.
All right, we go to race 6 now. One Archie Barber, 6.50, 2 Akeed, 9.50, 3 out, 4 Have Not, 3.20. 5, Bengali Lad is 3.10, 6 Celestial King is 9.50, 7 Just Sizzling, $7, 8 Blinkin' Snazzy, 23, 9 Just a Mansion, 34, number 10 Wahiki Island, 23, 11 Annie Prue, 101, 12 Cato Will Do, 101, 13 Speed With Ease, 51. Favourite 3.10, number 5, Bengali Lad.
5, 1, 4 and 7. I kept coming back to him here, the 5 in Bengali Lad. Now, he broke his maiden at Armidale last preparation over the 1,100. They tipped him out. He's had one run back at Kempsey. I know it was only a benchmark 50, but he just dominated there. He worked forward to sit outside the leader. He then was given a squeeze at the top of the straight, and he just raced away. He was very soft on the line. The margin was 2.3 lengths. He does drop 4 kilos. He's a winner second up in the past. Probably the question mark is how much work he is going to have to do from the bad gate today, but it is quite a good start at the 1,200, so I imagine he'll be in the first 4 or 5 there somewhere, and with that run under the belt, he looks to be well-placed. Top weight in Archie Barber. He's had the benefit of the 1 trial back. He had fairly soft time, beating about 7.5 lengths there behind Newsfan at Newcastle. He's got a solid first up record. He's been to the track a couple of times for a few placings. He just continues to pay for his consistency. He's up with a 61.5 once again here first up. Probably short of his best distance, but I expect him to run well here first up. In Have Not, I thought she was okay. She was in our favourites first up at Musselbrook. The winner was too good for them there. She should take nice improvement. And the 7 in it, Just Sizzling, I wanted to give him for last start. He was terrible in the run home. His form prior was good enough. They have taken the blinkers off him today, so I want to see an improvement from last start. 5, 1, 4, and 7 for me in race 6.
Final event, race 7, 1 and 2 out, 3 Apache Bell, 364 Graceful Star, 11, 5 St. Denis, 7, 6 Nakani Last, 370, 7 Gold Rhapsody, 12, 8 Magic Hero, 41, 9 Laura Star, 480, 10 Secrets No More, 17, 11 Go Hard on Hewlett, 12, 12 is out, 13 Corlew is $31, 14 We Rascal, 61, and 15 Lucky, 101. 360 favourite, number 3 Apache Bell.
So this race was a little bit tricky, and I just kept coming back to horses that have drawn good gates here. I'm 6, 3, 9, and 4. I'm with the 6 in Nakoni Last. Now, she hadn't run for 6 weeks leading into her run at Grafton last start. She was on speed, only beaten 2.5 lengths, drawn a good gate and onto the home track with the claim. 3 in Apache Bell. She's just getting that little bit fitter with every run. Would have liked to have seen her drawn a little bit softer today, but her only win was on this track. 9 in Laura Star, no luck last start. She worked up 3 wide, only beaten a length and a half. It just seems to be the story of this mare's life. She just has enough speed to put herself into a bit of an awkward position. And the 4 in Graceful Star, she's having the first run for the new yard, a former Victorian filly. I want to see how she parades. Probably better over the 1300-1400, but a nice starting point for her today. 6, 3, 9, and 4 for me in the last.
All right, now any good things here, Priscilla?
Just made the one best bet today, Sean, and that is race 1, number 3, Dance Haven. I think he looks very hard to beat today. As far as the quaddy goes, we kick things off in race 4, and I think that first race is pretty open. So I've gone with 5 selections, 5, 8, 3, 7, and 4 in the second leg, 5, 2, and 3 in the third leg, 5, 1, and 4, and in the last leg, 6, 3, and 9.
Right, good on you, Priscilla. Have a great day, and we look forward to getting your late mail throughout the day.
Thank you.
Priscilla Looker, checking out the media at Port Macquarie, 10:30 Sky Sports Radio.
If you're after a forklift that leads the way in quality, reliability and productivity, then Toyota Material Handling has the right forklift solution for you. Toyota is the world's number one forklift brand with a massive range from pallet jacks, stackers and auto pickers to their market-leading Toyota Counterbalance forklifts. For new and used sales, short or long-term hire and all servicing, let Toyota Material Handling tailor the right forklift solution for your business. It's all part of the Toyota Forklift Advantage. Call 1-800-425-438 or hit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
Join us at Royal Randwick for Sporting Chance Cancer Foundation Race Day on Saturday, May 25. Featuring an exciting 9-race fixture in support of Sporting Chance Cancer Foundation. Book your winter racing hospitality package and share the warmth with winter racing. Sporting Chance Cancer Foundation Race Day at Royal Randwick. Advance tickets from $15. Hospitality packages from $80. Book now at theraces.com.au.
29-11, let's update the latest news and sport now with Madison Clare Sloan.
Morning to you, Cozzy. Well, Cooper Cronk has announced his retirement at the end of 2019, bringing down the curtain on one of the finest playmaking careers in rugby league history. Cronk will wrap up his 16-year NRL career at season's end. He officially announced his decision about 20 minutes ago at a media conference at the SCG this morning. In golf, Brooks Koepka held off a late charge from Dustin Johnson to capture his second consecutive PGA Championship this morning. Well, Dragons coach Paul McGregor has admitted he expected to rush Jack DeBellin back into the NRL, and his St George Illawarra team may have been distracted by the suspended Stars' failed federal court challenge. The Dragons going down 45-12 to the Knights. DeBellin continues to train with the Dragons.